Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
All right, it's Hot Topics time, and our good friend TC's here because it's Tuesday.
Good morning, boys.
How are you, buddy?
Good. Had to remind myself that today is Tuesday. You know what happens.
Right.
Being early on the first day of the work week this week.
But yeah, that was weird, and good job on remembering.
Thank you.
Completely surprised when you walked in. I was like, oh, that's right, it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Our Hot Topics brought to you in part by Spokane River Forum.
Man, I don't even know where we want to start with TC today. We've got so much to cover with you. Thank goodness we have you for an hour. Let's start chronologically for the Jay and Kevin show today.
Okay.
The movie Aladdin gets 10 genies out of 10 genies. It is an unbelievably great movie. They remade it well.
Okay.
It's a Disney remake, of course, from an animated movie. I don't know if you've seen Aladdin, the animated.
Nope.
Okay. But we asked a question, and you have a kid who is now 16. Is Josh 16?
He's 17.
17. Did you have, when he was growing up, the Disney movie that you actually didn't mind watching with him?
Actually, like Disney, no. Pixar, yes.
Okay, we counted Pixar movies. We did, because
Disney
Pixar.
We watched a lot of Monsters, Inc. when he was little.
That was one that Jay had brought up. Monsters, Inc. was one. Kevin was all in on Cars, which is another Disney Pixar movie. And we started discussing the fact that everyone has the Disney movie that you can rewatch and the ones you can't. So I think when I looked through the text line, the one that had the most votes was Lion King for us, but a lot of other good ones were out there. TC, I want to see if you've seen any of these.
Okay.
Mulan.
No.
Little Mermaid.
No.
Lion King.
No.
Aladdin.
Whoa. Wait.
No.
Let's see. Let me scroll down here. Have you seen Emperor's New Groove?
Mm. Oh, that's a fun one.
Robin Hood.
No, no.
By the way, I have Emperor's New Groove on DVD if you'd like it.
I may have seen Emperor's New Groove at one time. Frozen, yes.
Okay, so there we go. He took us 10 texts.
Why have you seen the one that's the most recent?
Yeah, why have you seen Frozen?
I don't know. I think I can't remember who I watched it with, but I watched it because maybe I was forced to.
Well, I'm guarantee you were forced to.
I don't want to say forced to, but you know what I mean? Like I was with somebody that was watching it, or it wasn't a movie theater thing.
No, we watched, I will say this, we watched 30 minutes of it with Jake in Laguna Beach on The Big Adventure.
Oh, you know what?
And I did not watch the whole thing. That's probably where you watched it all.
I watched the whole thing because
remember,
I wasn't feeling well in Laguna Beach, and you guys went down to the beach, and I was on that couch like deathly ill
that
night.
That's what it was. That's where it was, because I remember seeing a bit of it and being like, nope, not doing a Disney movie on The Big Adventure. Sorry.
What do you think you were sick with?
Yeah, I don't know.
I had the flu that day. Remember?
Sure.
He was sick with Vegas.
Yeah. No.
It was the night after Vegas, right?
Remember the morning
you were
doing
bad.
The show from...
I had to drive the whole way that day because you were not feeling good.
I had
good.
A fever and everything.
Yeah, it was bad.
I was going to get everybody sick because we were in that closed car.
We wrapped TC up in blankets because he was
That's
at that
terrible.
Point where it was like...
The chills and
that is not
bad.
Good. Did you give him $500 coffee?
Okay.
It cured it. It cured it. He was better after that, Kev.
That's one of our legendary stories from a Slim's Big Adventure where somehow they were at a hotel. They ordered one thing of coffee, right?
One pot
of coffee.
Early.
Only like two people wanted coffee. TC and Pam wanted coffee. Everyone else didn't care.
Somehow TC orders this pot of coffee. Harmless enough, right?
That seems
right.
They billed us $500.
It seems like maximum it's going to be a $10 purchase, right?
Right.
Maximum $500.
And how do we know? I would have like walked to like left the hotel found
anywhere.
A
you could
spot.
Have walked
anywhere.
To Colorado.
Yes.
Yes, you could have flown someplace. You could have flown back to Seattle and got coffee.
That's actually true.
We'll let you use the room, but here's the bill for the coffee.
That was unbelievable.
One of my favorite phone calls ever.
$500 pot of coffee.
Hey man, we accidentally ordered a $500 pot of coffee. Excuse me.
People are saying Emperor's New Groove, extremely underrated. It got a lot of votes earlier today as a great movie. I will tell you, I've never seen that one. David Spade,
That's
I think,
good.
Is a voice in that movie, if I recall correctly.
I kind of want to watch all those
The funny character
again.
In that movie is Kronk? Gronk? What is it?
Mm-hmm. Gronk?
I always want to say Gronk, which is the guy who plays for the Patriots.
Used to, retired now.
But he's a lot like that. He's actually the same character.
No,
I was
going to
say, he
is
that
real?
Character.
Yeah, for sure. Now that I think about it, it's the same guy.
Kronk.
Kronk.
And it's the guy, you know which guy plays that guy, right? The really big guy he used to be on. Was that Seinfeld that he was on? Really big, dumb voice.
The voice is super familiar.
What the heck is it?
He's from commercials, right?
Patrick on SpongeBob SquarePants. He's also, and I can picture him. He was on
Patrick
the show
Warburton.
With David. Yes, he was on the show with David Spade.
Rules of Engagement.
Yes.
He just funny. Got that great
I like
voice.
That
yeah, that really.
He's in a commercial campaign right now that I cannot remember what it is, but he's really good on it because his voice is so awesome. He is for...
He is Kronk.
He's in a car rental place?
Yep. So yes, it is. Wow. It's National Car Rental. TC.
Boom.
Well
that
done.
That was an unbelievable call by you.
Spent well a lot done. Of time on my couch.
But
the
his
holidays.
Voice is great. anyways. Okay. Well, send us in the best Disney movie that TC needs to see because he hasn't seen any of them. A lot of people were supporting Lion King today. Lion King is awesome, TC. Aladdin just came out in theaters. It was the number one movie over the weekend with the live version of it.
Yeah.
The Lion King one comes out in July. It's
That's what
break.
I was going to say. We have the live action Lion King coming up. Would you watch Lion King before that? Or do you just have no interest to go back and watch the greatest movie of all time from 1994?
Really no interest. But maybe I should if I want to. The live action one looks really cool. But maybe I should have some kind of background on the story before I watch the live action thing. But I'm going to get the movie at the live action version, right?
What if we did this? What if? We watched it on like a Friday night, and every time they say Simba, you take a drink.
Oh, God. Okay. Every time they say, remember.
Okay, I'm in.
Remember. All right, so here's the deal. TC, I'm going to give you some numbers
here,
boys.
Every time you say remember, you'll never remember.
Because Aladdin, did you say, was how much did it make, Kev, over the weekend?
$112 million.
Okay, so here's where we're looking right now. Of the remakes from the Disney movies, the live-action reimagining is what Disney calls them, the live-action reimagining of the movies. Maleficent was the fifth most biggest moneymaker,
wow.
$69 million. The Jungle Book, fourth most with $103 million on opening weekend. A movie Aladdin that just came out, third most with $112 million. Alice in Wonderland, number two, with $116 million, and The Beauty and the Beast, number one, with $174 million on opening weekend. Will the Lion King beat that? Will the Lion King surpass $175 million?
I enjoyed The Beauty and the Beast a lot.
It's really good.
But I will tell you, Lion King, it's got to crush it, right?
Yeah. I mean, Anna has already planned I don't know if I want to be part of it. She is dressing up. She's getting a bunch of people to dress up like animals and go to the movie.
Okay.
I was like, what?
What the heck? All righty then.
All these girls were super excited about it. And I was like, what a weird idea. And then everyone said yes.
When is it? When is
and
it
I
open?
I thought, I don't understand. Middle of July.
Nice and cool.
Yeah.
Let's put on a lion costume.
Hey, got to do what you got to do. Who would you go as, Kev?
Well, I would probably try to do Pumbaa.
Crazy. TC.
Yes.
The number one country song in America this week is?
Kane Brown, Good As You.
Really?
Yes.
That song is awesome. I did not realize it was close to being number one.
Yeah.
Kevin and I found ourselves singing that little ditty while you and Jay were actually working last week. Kevin and I found ourselves singing that song in the studio for a while last week. It's a good one.
Yeah. So number one, maybe 2 weeks at number one. We'll see. It's because it's pretty not been out a super long time.
Kevin, can I send something to the research department of Kevin James?
Sure.
Will you find out how many number ones that is for Kane Brown?
I believe it's five in a row, first five.
Well, look at that. Then.
Five
wow.
in a row. Not first five. It's not first five for Kane,
Step
though.
Right
it's five
on
in a row.
Job. Make it seem.
Well, I want to see if I'm right.
Sometimes you got to make the other people feel like they're worthwhile
part of the show.
By the way, is that the video where Kane's wife is in it?
Mm-hmm.
And
she comes home from work, and she's got she's like the hardworking mom. And at the end, her kids redecorate the house to be a big, like stars all over the ceiling, and they make a dinner for her in the living room.
That's awesome.
Is that the one you're thinking of, Kev? Because that's the new one.
What does their baby do?
Ooh.
I wonder if they'll have a baby right around your baby.
Whoa.
You can have play dates.
Okay.
So we got here.
Seems like a good idea.
Kane Brown, his wife.
It looks like it's his fourth number one in a row.
Ooh. Okay, fourth. Sorry. Next one will be his fifth.
There it is. What ifs? Heaven, lose it, and good as you.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah, that makes sense. That's a pretty good 2-year run.
Yeah.
Interesting side note. What ifs only went to number 3 in Canada.
Thank you for that side note, Kevin.
What an interesting side note.
Very interesting.
Wonder why. What was the number 1 song that week in Canada?
No, that's too much research. It is National Hamburger Day, TC. Yes. It is National Hamburger Day. We were discussing burgers here in the building for a while. Kevin and I were trying to figure out what our favorite burger is. I will tell you, we are blessed in the area.
Yeah.
We have got unbelievable food. We have got really stinking good hamburgers. I feel like every restaurant in town has a really good hamburger on their menu. Is there one lately that has been standing out to you?
No, because when I was thinking about this, I heard you guys talking about this driving in today, and I'm thinking, I could not narrow down my favorite burger, because when I go and I'm in the mood for a burger, and if I go to a restaurant, I will look at the menu and try something I'm in the mood for that night.
Okay.
But my go-to burger, like if you want to just go fast food or...
Yeah, and also there's another thing. When you go to a restaurant, is there something you're looking for on the burger that is going to sell it to you?
Something spicy.
Yeah, see, if there's like a jalapeno sriracha. or sriracha, yeah. I'm getting that burger at that restaurant.
Have you ever tried a bunless chicken burger?
It's Kevin's favorite hamburger.
I tried it on a bed of lettuce.
Ah.
Yeah, Kevin's favorite hamburger is a bunless chicken burger, or as we call it, a chicken breast.
Yes. Like I said, I tried a bit of lettuce.
I prefer
some ranch dressing.
Uh-huh.
I don't expect you guys to understand this because you're chicken novices. Is that chicken-like term?
Chicken rookies. Mm.
Guys, I prefer my chicken burger done in ground chicken, mm-hmm. not a breast. Ground chicken.
Okay.
You have to say it like a ground chicken.
Yeah, that's like saying that a hamburger, you eat a steak. It's not a piece of steak. It's ground beef.
Mm. So chicken it's ground burger. Chicken into a burger.
Yeah.
It is. I do like the ground chicken. I do like that. I don't think you've ever done this.
Ever done what?
I don't think what you're saying right now, I don't believe you've ever actually done it.
You've taken ground chicken.
I think you thought of it in your head about 3 seconds ago to justify the fact that you made a dumb comment about a chicken breast.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you have now just thought about doing it, but you've never actually made a burger patty out of ground chicken. I think you've just done the chicken balls.
Well, first of all, I do chicken balls and I do chicken muffins. I do meat muffins.
I do meat muffins.
You do do.
That's correct. I do meat muffins, mm-hmm. I do meatballs, chicken meatballs, and I also do chicken patties all the time.
You've never done
one. You want to go a little surprise?
Sorry.
I would love to go a little surprise.
I would love to go a little touch.
Huh? A little touch of surprise?
What?
What the heck?
My girlfriend puts Parmesan cheese on top of them,
uh-huh.
and then melts it and like flips it and burns it kind of on the top, and it makes like a seal over the patty.
Okay, now I believe you now.
So now
I apologize.
You've had Parmesan chicken.
Okay.
So your girlfriend makes Parmesan chicken.
Okay. Yeah, bunless.
The big 99,
pastaless.
Country.
Chicken Parmesan.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Sauceless, bunless, pastaless.
Jay Daniels.
The new Apple campus. HQ2, it's all glass. And the employees keep running into the walls.
The campus is built of it's a building of all windows, and the employees are, I'm thinking, what, complaining of no privacy?
Kevin James.
Surprising me that Apple installed Windows.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
TC's here. His appearance brought to you in part by Bulldog Rooter. He's so big, we sponsor him.
Yay!
All right.
you guys do exciting over the weekend? Anything?
Exciting?
You worked on your yard, Jay?
I just worked, yeah.
Yeah. Kevin, you went to...
I did not work.
Okay.
I can tell you that. What did I do over the weekend? TC, that's a great question.
I hung out
with my son and his buddies. Saturday, my girlfriend and I spent the night at the casino mm-hmm. with the kids.
Yeah.
It's always a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
Darndest thing, though, that pool was closed again. when we got there. Yeah, I don't know why it's bad luck closed until the next morning.
No, it was just closed because the kids that, right? Like yeah. He's like, oh, kids, gosh, pool's closed.
Yeah, it was closed again. It's always closed at night when we get there.
Yeah.
But then the next morning it's open.
Yeah, it's only like closed when you guys want to use it.
Yeah.
When the kids want to use it.
Yeah.
Same pool you drop your kids off at?
I think it's different.
And then yesterday and today and Monday, I just kind of hung out. Didn't do a lot of anything.
I watched Passengers over the weekend.
Passengers?
Did you like it?
Remind me of that movie.
Chris Pratt, Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, yeah.
Outer space.
I mean, it's...
Weird robot in the bar?
Yeah.
Weird robot in the bar.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I kind of liked it, but I don't know. It was just, it's kind of deep and kind of, you know, it's weird. Did you
I
like
felt
it?
Like Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence were cool, right?
They're great.
But the rest of the movie I wasn't too sure about.
Oh, yeah, I just... Have you seen that one?
Nope.
No. Slim, you saw it.
Oh, yeah.
And you loved it?
I thought it was good. Now, I watched it at home.
Yeah.
So
same.
I have a different scoreboard on movies I watch at home because you can pause it.
Yep. Absolutely.
Get some food and get some beverage and you're comfortable. I don't know if I would have loved it in the theater.
That's a good call. That's very good. You got to have a different scoreboard at home. Obviously it's less money. And like you said, you're at your own domain.
Of course.
Way easier.
It's better.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a movie in a theater in a long time.
You should go see Aladdin.
Yeah. I mean, TC, right now is the home run time for movies.
Right.
You've got Avengers Endgame, John Wick 3,
yeah,
and Aladdin. You've pretty much got all your bases covered.
Wait, you don't like any of those, you don't think?
Nothing that's going to drive me to the theater.
How
on those.
Have you and your boy not gone and seen Endgame? I feel like that would be a home run with your 17-year-old boy to go see Endgame together.
He went and saw it with his buddies.
Okay.
And didn't want to do the thing where, Dad, it's so good, I'd go see it with you again.
Haven't brought that up yet.
Okay, what about the two big ones this week? One of them I'm all in on. The other one I'm in on when it gets to home. Godzilla, King of the Monsters, comes out this week.
I would go see that.
That's a great, looks like going to be a great theater experience. Just gigantic creatures fighting. The other one is the Elton John movie, Rocket Man. Are you in or out?
Mm.
I would go see the Elton John movie.
I'm in on it, man.
It looks good.
His life interests me a lot. Like, just, it seems like it's a different, he came from a different time and his life was crazy. I'm in on seeing what that was like.
What was the other movie that opened this weekend? The comedy, because the actress was all over late night TV this weekend. She was on Fallon.
Book Smart.
And who's in that?
What is her name?
Is it Emma Watson? No.
No.
Gosh.
I think that's the
James?
One you're thinking of.
No.
I think that's the movie you're thinking of.
That's the movie I'm thinking of because I saw clips all over.
What the heck is it? What's her name?
Caitlin.
Is it one you want to go to pretty bad then?
Well, because I've seen clips. I saw clips on Fallon and I saw clips on Jimmy Kimmel.
Caitlin Deaver?
No, that's not it.
Caitlin Beaver?
Deaver.
Maybe that's not the movie, TC.
No, maybe that's not the movie I'm thinking of then.
I mean, this is...
Booksmart has Lisa Kudrow.
You would know her. She's
Jason Sudeikis.
Or something else.
Jason
I don't know.
Jason Sudeikis, you'd know him.
Booksmart does look funny, though.
He's the guy from We Are the Millers.
Okay. There you go.
And Horrible Bosses.
I don't know.
Hustle.
Is that
Maybe
the one?
That's it. Maybe that's the one I saw.
That has, what's her name? Rebel Wilson in it. And Anne Hathaway.
That's it. Maybe that's the one I saw. I don't know. I was half playing Best Fiends and half watching The Tonight Show on Friday night.
Okay.
I mean, I have to find out what it was. Like, I can't.
I saw
physically...
a clip from some movie that looked good, apparently.
And all this is to say that I haven't been to the theater for a while, and this is why you're not going anytime soon.
That girl
in that movie. You know, it looked great.
You sure it wasn't Avengers Endgame?
Maybe it doesn't open till this week.
Detective Pikachu.
No,
Long Shot.
Long Shot looks funny, right? Who's in that?
That's been out a while, though, right?
Katherine Heigl?
Yep.
And Charlize Theron.
Oh, that's who it is.
Yeah.
Those two I get confused sometimes. Yeah. They're both very...
Tommy Boy.
Was it?
Hang on. Let's see.
Dad passes away.
A
son
dog.
Takes over the company. Yep. He kind of goofy. He's not really ready.
I'm looking to see
Lights
who the guests were on Friday night. Hang on.
A Dog's Journey. That's probably a super funny.
Kevin, if we're going through Tommy Boy and we go clip for clip trying to tell TC, and I start with lights a car on fire on the guy's desk, what do you say next?
Oh, they accidentally hit a deer and have to put it in the car.
Right.
Puts a coat on, tries to fit it over his body, rips it in half.
he uses a little biscuit and rips it up because he wants chicken wings.
I can't find the movie.
He has a candy shell.
That's it. We're done. You couldn't find the movie.
Didn't find what movie they were talking about over the weekend. So apparently it looked good, though. So,
great movie.
Maybe it was a rerun.
All right, there's your movie review.
Maybe it was. That is the worst thing that could have possibly happened, and it's probably what it is. It probably was a rerun of, you know, some show this, you know, last year
or whatever, or earlier this year or whatever, and there was a clip of it that looks good, and therefore I can't remember. And maybe they said it opens this weekend, and I'm like, I should go see that. But maybe I was actually watching a rerun.
Let me get this straight.
Of a previous Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
I want to try to get this straight. I'm going to need the help of Slim and Kevin.
I don't know who it was.
You were looking at your phone and not paying attention? I've never heard of it.
I don't believe that.
I don't buy that for a second. Slim?
If you know who was on, maybe it was Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, my God.
We don't even know which Jimmy it was. Yeah. You can't even determine your Jimmy.
Was it Jimmy Kimmel?
I don't know who you're on.
I don't know. I can't remember. I am going to figure out by the end of this show, I'm going to figure out what movie that was.
Talks into a fan, says, Luke, I'm your father.
Oh, good one.
You sure wasn't that one?
Nope.
That movie?
One. Okay.
In the boat, he's standing in the boat, and the sail hits him in the head? That one?
No.
That wasn't it either?
Nope, not the one. All right. Talking about Tommy Boy?
No. No, we're talking about a movie that was released this weekend that you said you saw.
I'm going to figure it out. Maybe it wasn't this weekend, but I'm going to figure out what movie they were talking about.
I think it's housekeeping trying to get into his hotel room, but it's actually David Spade.
Hello, housekeeping. We fluff your pillow.
That movie? You sure it's not that movie?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sucky thing just keeps... No?
Sure it's not that movie?
Nope.
Okay. We'll get to the bottom of this.
I'm going to figure it out by the end of the show.
Okay. That could be your final thought.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you came in today?
I'll be honest with you.
I would love it.
This morning when I woke up, after having 4 days off,
yeah,
I thought to myself, why didn't I just make this a 5-day week?
Oh, wow.
I have the vacation to burn. I should have just taken a full 5-day week.
The Friday-Monday thing is fantastic because you get 2 4-day work weeks out of it.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Sneaky good.
Yeah.
But you could have worked it into a 3-day.
Into a 5-day.
Which is better, the 4-day, like do the Friday-Monday and then come back and work 3 days and do another Friday-Monday?
Maybe I'll do that. I'm just kidding.
I mean, is that better because you get a 4, a 3, and a 4-day week?
Yeah, I like that a lot.
That one's pretty good.
It felt good, though, because the past couple weeks have been really busy. Big concerts, next big thing.
You sure it's not the movie where he tries to tip over the cow? Chris Farley's on the field, he tries to tip over the cow.
I think that was it.
That movie? Is that the one you're talking about?
No.
Was Jay Leno showing the clips?
Go to break so I can figure this out.
What? Jay, Kevin, and Slim.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
Kevin James.
Yeah. Kevin, you're a sick man.
Why am I so sick?
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Final thoughts time. TC's here. TC, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
You're sure? Do you want to? I know you're going to use what you figured out what you were thinking.
Yes, and I've got a second final thought that I had, too. So I've actually got a couple minor final thoughts.
All right.
Okay, so I figured it out. For the break, we were trying to figure out what movie I saw a clip of that I said looked good. And so we looked up the cast, and it was like none of those people. Here's what it was.
You just watched a whole bunch. How much video did you and Kevin just watch on his computers of all the late night guests?
I figured it out, though.
Okay.
It was Late Night with Seth Meyers, Thursday night after the next big thing. The guest was Olivia Wilde, who directs Booksmart.
Okay, so it was Booksmart. It comes all the way back around. Perfect.
Yes. There you go.
All right, good. Thank you.
Glad you figured that out. Now you have another one that you want.
Man, I'm so glad that's like literally. Okay, second final thought. Slim.
Yes, sir.
Can I talk to you? I want to ask you about this tweet over the weekend.
Oh, no.
That I saw because how many times have my final thoughts been about slow traffic?
Oh yeah.
Slim's tweet. Can I read it? You okay with that?
Yeah, totally.
Slim's tweet over the weekend. It was actually yesterday, last night. No one is impressed that you can drive real fast after you almost caused an accident by driving real slow and stupid.
No one's impressed by that person, right?
Well, welcome to the club, Slim.
I don't care that your car suddenly goes 700 miles per hour. Why was it going 10? And why were you doing something completely illegal? And why weren't you paying attention? Congratulations that you're now driving 700.
Where were you?
This one was on ramp by, where was it? It was on ramp by Sprague? Or no, it was by the Fred Meyer there on Freya.
Oh.
And the person just had a total mental brain lapse or something, or wasn't paying attention, and pretty much stopped on the on-ramp.
Oh, geez.
For no reason. And the guy behind him almost hit him, hit his horn, and then I almost hit that guy. So it was the one where I almost didn't hit the guy who slowed down. I almost hit the next guy.
Right.
And the person behind me came real close to the thing where they had to pull to the side. And then the guy just, hits his gas and goes 400 miles per hour.
Realized he was on an on-ramp.
Right.
Okay, congratulations, dude. That doesn't erase what happened.
Probably
in
so embarrassed.
That person, maybe they weren't paying attention when they started to get on the freeway.
100%. No attention.
Wasn't paying attention. And then you get embarrassed because they're yelling at everybody's honking at you, and you don't want anyone to pull up next to you or fight you, so you just take off so nobody can get you.
That's probably what happened.
And I'm sorry I was in your way.
Final thoughts.
It's nice to see you get frustrated over traffic.
Oh, yeah, man.
Misery loves company, right?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And we've got a situation kind of in our neck of the woods where they redid a bunch of traffic stuff, so it's causing major backups right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the traffic in my brain is real strong because I'm seeing a lot of posts from people that I live around who are really mad about it. So I'm trying not to dive into the hatred with it, but it's hard to avoid it. Boys, I am into something. I can't get enough of it. I spent a lot of my weekend doing this. Anna being pregnant, it's led to her sleeping a lot. Just at random times, she'll be like, we'll be ready to do something. She goes, I'm not kidding. Can I get 30-minute? I need a 30-minute nap. I just need to do this. So I was like, yeah, go ahead. So I have 30 minutes to fill. I have fallen in love with cooking shows on the internet. So not cooking shows on TV that are the long ones. They're like 10 minutes. We watched a couple in the studio last week. I made Kevin and TC watch way too many of them. I'm in love with them. I'm absolutely in love with them. Why can the most non-cooking looking people make the most amazing looking meals? That is what YouTube has taught me. If you look like you couldn't put together two pieces of bread to make a sandwich, suddenly you can make some chicken carbonara or whatever it's called.
Yeah, it really does. The people who do it, you never know what they're going to look like. It's just that.
Like a lot
the
of
one
them,
guy we were watching last week looked like he was maybe going to be a guy who only knew how to barbecue.
Or he only knows how to skateboard.
Fair.
True.
Like, you see him on a video, you go, what skateboard? You know what he looks like? The guy we watched last week looks like the guy who's on America's Funniest Home Videos for wrecking a skateboard.
Yeah.
Correct.
And no, instead he's making these amazing meals, and they do them in these 10-minute
chunks. I like the
10-minute
thing.
So you can actually watch the whole thing without it killing a ton of your time. And I felt like I'm ready for this summer for cooking stuff.
And you learned?
Yeah. I'm super excited about it.
So I feel like
if you can't cook, you're just not trying because there's so many ways to learn.
Yeah.
I'm in that ballpark. I just don't enough, but I mean, you should be able to find out how to cook.
Now, you know that the recipe is not going to take you just 10 minutes, right?
I know. Yes. Okay. Kev, I did try one over the weekend. It took me probably 40 minutes, but it tasted good.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was worth it. And I think as you do it more, you can get better at it. And shorten that length of time down quite a bit.
Plus, you also find out what you like and don't like and take out the ones you don't.
Yes. And Jay, the other thing they have is they have a bunch of cooking tools that you don't really think, why would I have that are the ones I watch anyways. Let's be honest, they're dumb-looking guys.
Right.
Dumb-looking guys. I feel like I could relate to that, obviously. They have all these little tools that are, here's the thing you can put your oil in. Here's a way to hold your this and that. And I am ready to take over a kitchen.
On Friday morning, we have a bunch of dumb-looking cooking tools.
It's very true.
You're great. Thoughts.
They do well.
And all this said, if you have a YouTube or internet cooking thing that you watch, send it in. On the air at jankevin.com. I will spend some time with it.
Let's just start our own called Dumb Guy Cooking.
Yeah,
then is
a
it cooking
idea.
For dumb guys, or is the guy cooking a dumb guy?
Both. I think you have to be a dumb guy cooking, and then the audience can choose whether they want to relate to you or not.
Yeah, 100%. I think that's
if you say it's cooking for dumb guys, you kill your audience.
Right, because first of all, you're eliminating a lot of people.
Yeah, if it's a dumb, I mean, like James Holdenhauser or whatever his name is would never be able to watch.
Right, the Jeopardy James.
But he could watch a dumb guy cook.
Dumb guy cooking. Don't anybody use that. We're gonna start that here right after the human flag pictures get developed. Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, I don't know how this got popular or what exactly the deal is with it, but I think it's something that everybody in this room, I have a feeling, is going to be interested, and that is axe throwing.
God, that'd be fun.
Apparently, it's come to Spokane.
You mean like a lumberjack?
Heber Hatchets. They have a place.
Whoa.
On Division. I drove by it yesterday. And I looked in and said, what in the...
Is it indoors? They're throwing them indoors?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay.
There's lanes with targets. And
like
you
bowling?
Get an axe. Yeah, but like with, you know, upright. They stand up. More like a shooting range is
okay.
What it looks like. But they're big wood targets. Because you've seen it on TV, right? Where the guys
are
throwing
the hatchets. Yeah, for sure, yeah.
It's just that. That's exactly
what it is.
Is it
a hatchet or an axe?
What's an axe?
Axe has a long handle.
It's
a long handle and they're
long
taking,
handle.
Yeah, okay.
And you aim and you go at a target like a bullseye.
Okay,
so
I got you.
Points.
That's what I'm saying. Now the
who retrieves those? That seems dangerous.
I think you get your own.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And hopefully everybody waits for the next turn. Right. All I know is the place is open in
I think they give you one, so no one accidentally throws one at you. You get one.
Yeah,
you
there you
go. Retrieve,
that makes
right?
sense. Yeah.
It's open in Spokane now, and you can go
Fun.
And you can throw axes at a target.
That would be great. I would love that.
Yeah, it seems very interesting. And the picture
seems
they show
hard.
Here
yeah.
shows a lot of people doing it, including kids.
I mean, didn't they do that on
they
Survivor once?
They recommend it
once?
For ages 11 and older, and all participants must sign a waiver. No
oh,
kidding.
Man. What a great birthday party. Birthday party idea? Come on, you got a bunch of 14-year-old boys. And
the question I wanted answered last night as I drove by it, alcohol is not allowed at the venue.
That's probably a good idea. Yes or no, your 14-year-old son is invited to go to a birthday party where they're axe throwing. Are you letting them?
Depends on the parents.
Yep. Slam.
Do I like my child?
Well, I would hope so. No?
I guess the answer is yes for both.
Final thoughts.
I was at Walmart one night over the weekend, and there was a family there buying their child what appeared to be his first bike. Was already put together, training wheels on
what
it.
What a great moment.
The best.
The kid was so excited to get on it. He was riding it in the store.
Oh, I love that.
Which is, I don't know why that made me, I was so happy. I was still my wife, I'm like, look at that kid, how excited the kid was. He was just loving it, man. And they were walking him out and everything, and he got out into the parking lot where there were cars and everything, and he just started crying because he was so nervous. I felt I was like, oh God, a poor kid. He was so safe in the store, right? Like, there's no cars. And he's just driving, then also he gets outside. He's like, oh my God, there's cars out here. His dad's like, it's fine, bud. We're good. I got you. And then he's like, okay, all right. I'm back excited again.
That's where you just push him out there and let him learn.
Okay.
How old were you guys when you learned to ride a bike without training wheels?
That's a good question.
Gosh. I have a reason for asking.
I think I might have been, God, I don't know, kindergarten, first grade,
yeah,
somewhere in there.
5 or 6, I was going
to
say.
Yeah, my sister was supposed to be watching me. She pushed me from the back of the seat, ran me into a mailbox. Totally fine. Stitches. No worries.
You're fine. I was 3, by the way.
No, you were not.
Were.
Kevin,
first
no,
I
you
was.
Were not.
I was part of the dirt club gang.
Wait, hang on. Were you really 3?
Yeah. How are you going to look it up and tell me differently?
Well, the reason I asked I thought everyone was like 6 years old, first grade. There's a 4-year-old in our neighborhood who's killing it on this bike.
Nice.
Like, all over the place to the point where he can do the slide out. Like, he can take the back
tire.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Apparently, he got some stand-up bike. Have you heard of these? The Strider, I think they are. It's a bike.
What?
It has no pedals. It's for little kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They had that on Shark Tank, I think.
Okay, you run with your feet,
yeah.
And then you just kind of lift your feet up.
Yeah, it's for younger kids so they can learn early.
Learn balance.
Wow. Yeah.
And
it's basically a glider.
This dude, so yeah. This 4-year-old is just flying through the neighborhood, and I was like, I asked his dad finally, I'm like, how old is your kid? He's like, oh, he's 4. Because he got one of those bikes, and he is just terrorizing the streets.
Yeah.
At 4, I was 8 when I learned to ride a bike without training wheels because I was a slow learner. 8.
Well, some things don't change.
I still can't slide the back tire out like that.
Oh, I just got a text from my mom. Kevin, you were 11. You just acted like a 3-year-old.
Jay, Kevin, and Slim in the morning.
Thanks, Mom.
So nothing's changed.
Right. Put this down as one of those times you wish mom didn't text.
I would
would love to see Kevin in that dirt bike game. Like, I wish there was footage of this.
Wristbands, jean jacket, headbands. Oh, my.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Okay, that's it. TC, thanks for being here, man.
Sure, low cash tickets this afternoon.
Nice.
About that.
Yeah, very busy summer of concerts. Looking forward to it. And that, anything else, Slimmy, on the way out? We're all good?
We have got some tickets to the Inlanders Volume Festival, one of the great music festivals in the Northwest. I love it. Over 100 acts taking over downtown Spokane this weekend. You can get your tickets. Go to volume.inlander.com. But we're giving away some passes right now, a pair of passes. Right now, 441-0999 to Inlander Volume Fest. It's a great weekend in Spokane. Get them right now, 441-0999, caller 7.
And thanks to R&R RV for being part of the show today. Kevin, thanks for being here, man.
Oh, my pleasure. I'll do it again tomorrow.
We'll see.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye.